Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Gentleman Physician, a Regency Romance, by Sally Britton, narrated by Rachel Beresford. Chapter 1, January the 10th, 1812. Nathaniel Hastings bit his bottom lip to keep from laughing while his patient, Lady Huntington, continued to spout nonsense about the reasons behind her various ailments. He knew very well nothing troubled her that a good conversation could not cure.
"You are not at all sympathetic enough to be a doctor,"
the septuagenarian accused, wagging a bejewelled finger at him.
"Look at you. As I give you a list of my rheumatisms and poor spirits, you are laughing at me."
Though her words were said with affront, her old grey eyes sparkled with mirth.
"What is to become of us when young doctors like you sit and chuckle at their patients? Hardly a way to run a medical practice, if you ask me."
"I beg your pardon, my lady."
He stopped trying to hide his smile.
"I find it hard to believe that your aches are so dreadful, when I have it on very good authority you spent last evening at a ball, dancing nearly as often as that granddaughter of yours. Rumour also has it that you turned many a head with your new turban."
Her eyes glittered playfully. She leaned forward, the scent of lavender and face powder wafting toward him as she moved, to give his hand a grandmotherly pat where it rested on the arm of the chair.
"It is not a rumour at all, dear boy, and I will show you the magnificent headpiece."
She signalled her maid, who disappeared briefly and returned carrying a very tall, very bright yellow turban of silk, bedecked with green and blue feathers.
"You see,"
the old woman said triumphantly, taking in his surprised expression with glee.
"Positively everyone noticed and commented upon it. They cannot decide if I am senile, or too out of the world to even care about fashion. Bah!"
She took the hideous thing and put it on her head, the maid fluttering about to help adjust it. Nathaniel covered his mouth with his fist, overcome with amusement and horror in equal parts.
"Is that a stuffed bird at the top?"
"Indeed it is."
The dowager affected a dramatic pose, lifting her aristocratic nose in the air.
"I can tell you are absolutely agog, as were all at the assembly last evening."
But when she twisted her neck to allow her profile to show, she winced and raised a hand to the back of her head. He shook his head.
"I can see. I also think, my lady, that I will leave you with a tincture after all. Such a glorious headpiece likely caused you some strain due to its weight. I doubt the whole turban is as light as the feathers festooned upon it."
"It is a taxing load,"
she consented, waving for her maid to remove the silk and feathered monstrosity.
"What do you recommend I take to cure my suffering?"
He gave her instructions for herbal tea to ease her headache and relax her muscles, advised she rest and not wear the turban for a few days at least, and then took his leave of her. Lady Huntington always saw to it that his visits were well compensated, though he never asked a thing from her. That was the way with the wealthy. They would never stoop to paying a doctor, but would give him gifts instead. The poor insisted on paying, however meagre the amount, and Nathaniel had long since decided it all evened out. He earned a respectable living, for an independent man, and he enjoyed the work. He put his beaver atop his head, covering his dark blonde hair. He would need to visit a barber soon to keep it from covering his eyes. He inhaled deeply of the afternoon air and strode down the walk, taking in the clear blue sky, half smiling. Winter usually meant grey skies and dreadful weather, but today the world remained bright.